I forgot what I was gonna say.
Oh,
Well, I was gonna like mention, but then I was like gonna mention, then I realized it was boring, but I'm reorganizing my movies. Oh my God, did y'all hear that?
is that your dog?
Yes, all night. That's what I hear. And
It's dropping it like it's hot everywhere.
I'm not gonna like make her sleep in the living room because that's mean, but like the only reason why she does, when the only way she doesn't snore like that is if she sleeps on my lap. Because if she sleeps on her chest, she doesn't do it. But if she sleeps like in a weird, like on her side, on her back, it sounds like she's like drowning.
Oh my
Ugh.
God.
It's damn flat face dogs.
I know. My little booger is somewhere. Actually, I don't know where she is, and now I'm concerned. Stella. When she's too quiet.
I know. I heard her barking earlier, so she's around there
Yeah.
somewhere.
Oh, there she is. Okay. Yeah, what were you doing? I know. I got nervous for a second. Okay. So, well, I guess whenever you're ready, big guy. Yeah. All right. This is Slashers, your new favorite podcast about your new favorite horror media. My name is Lance, and I'm here with my esteemed colleagues and cohorts. And this is going to be Mikey, and this is going to be Aid. Say hi.
Hello, everybody. Hey, don't laugh. He's doing great.
I know. I
Oh,
was just saying, yeah, that was great. That was great. Hello, it's Aid. that out.
No. I
I
don't edit anything out.
know. Oops. Okay.
Right.
Anyway.
So we are here to talk about the Sacrifice Game. Hooray.
So let's see. I gotta look up my notes here because Aid took her time to make them. I gotta look at them. I can, but let's do like a little Doug, a little bit me, a little bit everything.
I was just going to say, I will say that for anybody that's not a Patreon listener, we briefly discussed the trailer in this week's Patreon episode of The Sacrifice Game, where we reviewed, it was like four or five Christmas movie horror trailers, and this one came up, and this was my top excited to see. So we got to see it.
Yeah. So outside of this movie, has anybody gotten a chance to see anything else? Like classic one or a new one? Anybody? It's a Wonderful Knife. Did I mention the last one? Last episode?
No, you didn't.
Oh God, it was horrible. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of so like I know that it's gonna be horrible, but I have to watch it because it's Christmas time and I know it's
There's
gonna
some
be bad.
redeeming. There's some redeeming parts to it, but like really none of the characters are likable except for like Catherine Isabel's character. Like
I'm
she's
excited to
great.
see her, even though she probably doesn't have that much to
But
do in it.
that's another Shudder, right? She's Another actually in Shudder it more than I exclusive. assumed. Yeah, it's on Shudder. She's actually in it more than I expected. So I was happy
Yeah.
about that because I figured she was only going to be in it for a small part. But she did get, she's gotten a little older, guys. Like, how old
Well,
is she now?
Shane, we know white cracks. So,
Yeah.
but we
Better than
haven't. I
Aid
haven't.
said Well, no, it. because I love her, and I was just like, all right, because she's 42. So
It's not even that old.
she's not even
Unless it's Lance, then it's really
that
old.
old. Of course. Of course. Lance is much older than Catherine Isabel.
Much, much. I don't know what it is, but because it's the same guy who did Happy Death Day, right? And Freaky. And I have the same vibes. But the thing is, I liked Happy Death Day and I liked Freaky even better than Happy Death Day. But a part of me is like, I don't want to see another whimsical, time altering, like alternate universe. What if this didn't happen? Horror film comedy.
But maybe he's just so good at that he tried to do something different and then he like totally bombed.
I
Like, you know what I
mean,
mean?
based off of what I'm hearing from It's a Wonderful Knife, he might not be that good at it. He might have just struck gold twice. Because even the second Happy Death Day wasn't good. Sorry about it.
Oh, that was okay. I didn't think it
It
was.
was just okay because we like the main character. She's cool. Everyone likes
She's
her.
love her, yeah.
So I gave it grace because of her, but overall was
Well, I felt like he tried to do like Back to the Future too. You know what I mean? Where it was like go back into the past of his other movie, and it was like that's the only thing I thought was kind of cool about it. But I was like, okay.
I haven't seen it. Sorry.
Oh no, it's not horrible.
It's not horror. You're right. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. That's more futuristic and back and forth.
But the other one that I was excited to see should be out by now. I need to see if it's streaming. What's it called? My goodness. See, don't smoke weed in your early ages, everybody, because you forget everything. What was it called?
Or when you're hosting.
No, that's fine. Because you just seem like you're doing great. What was that fucking movie called?
I have that one movie on my list. I'm actually watching after we're done with this. The Satan.
Demon of Sterling.
Oh, no, not that one. The one you were talking about, Letters to Satan.
Letters to Satan Claus.
Yeah. I'm excited for that one, actually, to be honest with you.
I want to watch that one again. I think Olivia would like that one.
Oh, it looked funny.
Well, there you go. That one I actually want to see. And then, so yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you should watch It's a Wonderful Knife, just because there are some good parts to it. Like, Justin Long is good in it. He plays like a Trump. Like a Trump politician type deal with like they put like blonde hair, blue eyes on him, and like did something weird with his teeth, and he did really well with that. But I mean, nice. I don't think it doesn't make up for the lack of characters that I mean, you don't care about any of the characters; they all suck.
Speaking of characters that didn't have much to them, sacrifice game here.
Okay, well, yeah, dang. I guess Lance, you're hosting, so if you want to get into it, you can get into it.
I mean, is that all you guys had? Was something that you guys had?
Oh yeah, what did you watch anything, Mikey?
I saw a non-Christmas movie called Leo. I didn't know it was Adam Sandler, and if I did, I probably wouldn't have watched it because I don't really care for him.
Is it the lizard one?
Yeah, the cartoon lizard. It was cute.
Yeah.
So interestingly enough, Lord of Misrule, which is the one that we were trying to see, is playing in theaters near me. I may go watch this.
Oh,
Bloody Disgusting had some shit to say about it today. No, it wasn't Bloody Disgusting. It was another, I think, Screen Rant or something.
There is some horror. I don't know if you... I'm back on my shit talk. Obviously, I didn't learn my lesson last time by getting put in detention. There was iHorror News or whatever posted a picture of The Mutilator Part 2 and was like, there's a sequel to an 80s horror film that no one knows about in 2023. And I commented in the most polite way I could, no, we know about it. We just saw the trailer. Because it looks terrible. I didn't add that last part. But I don't know if y'all seen it, but that movie looks like shite. Anyways, that is
When did that one come out?
The Mutilator Part 2.
Yeah.
It came out this year. I only know about it because my friend did the makeup effects on it. Because, you know, I'm heavily involved in the genre.
So the Sacrifice Game. So this is a cool movie that kind of starts off in, I guess, the 1970s, 1971 to be exact, at a sweet boarding school for girls, it seemed like. Not women. I mean, or young women, technically. It seemed like kind of a cool movie at the beginning of it. I mean, did you guys kind of like the vibe of what it kind of looked like, the 70s vibe? It kind of gave me kind of like a, I don't know, like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre kind of vibe, but like a up north version of it, kind of at the beginning of it.
The Nebraska Chainsaw Massacre.
Exactly. I mean, technically it was filmed in Canada and it was actually at a real building and everything like that. So the actual high angle pictures of it's actually the school itself, and then I guess supposedly even on the filming it actually had some people on the cast saying there was like ghost kind of vibes and everything like that, so it was like kind of a very old place. I think it's from the 1700s, the building itself.
It actually reminded me, I don't know if y'all saw The Nun Part 2, but there were some hallways that I was like, I wonder if they filmed the same, if this is the same location as The Nun 2.
I would be shocked.
But I actually liked it. I thought it opened up really brutally with the...
The home invasion. Yeah,
the Manson type situation.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, damn. Okay, I guess we're just, you know, shoving it all in without any lube. I really liked the main girl. I thought she was very sweet and innocent looking. The outfits and everything were very believable for being a period piece. Because, you know, sometimes it's like, this is a 70s movie. Look at my bell bottoms and tie-dye shirt. But no, they did really well with the aesthetic, even the way that it was filmed, the title card, it was very 70s. Even the main girl, not the main girl, but the bad girl's hair was very 70s. The only thing is, I forgot his name. Aladdin's hair is not very 70s, but we'll let it pass. And I
yeah, it was very slick. It was
Aid said,
wow.
Aid said that guy played Aladdin. I'm not being a typecast racist.
No, yeah, he did. He played Aladdin in the Disney live action.
Let me clarify.
Let me just run the line now. I am not racist.
Yeah. He played Aladdin.
Yes, he was Aladdin. So, Mina Masood. And when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, who is this sexy guy? And thinking, oh my God. And I was like, I got to look this person up. And it was Aladdin. I was like, oh, I didn't even.
Yeah.
Because he plays such a different character. Because Aladdin, you know, Aladdin's very innocent and, you know,
He's a thief.
happy-go-lucky. Well, he's poor.
He is also a criminal. So
Yes, and
this
he's a
actor
liar.
plays two criminals. No, he
Did
is
you guys
very
like the
hot.
kill? Did you guys like the kill scene? Because I thought the part where he literally walks up the door and just stabs a guy straight in the throat. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was
And
like, what is
then.
this, Scream 7? All these throat stabbings.
Right,
Oh
seriously.
yeah, and like, and it lasted forever. The guy was just dying forever, so that was it's
Yeah.
pretty. It started off very, very brutally, and I love the soundtrack. The song in the background, like, was very fitting. It did feel very Manson-y, and you know, there was a lot of like different elements from different 70s horror films that you can feel with this, especially with the beginning and how they establish the setting and the characters and everything of that nature. So like, as strong as it started off as at, I don't know if it stays that way for me. So I,
Yeah.
but anyway.
I also, in the beginning, they took a really long time to sacrifice the wife. I was like, oh no, Aid's not gonna like this movie. But then they just killed her. And I was like, oh, okay, good. I thought we were going somewhere else.
They threw it on the table. I was like, this. In my head, I'm thinking to myself, oh, Aid's already turned off.
Aid is gonna freak out, and then she just gets killed, and we're all, oh, thank God.
Yeah, that's our relief moment. It's like, oh, she only got stabbed. Thank
Well,
God.
yeah, but I mean, if you want to look, you know, deeper into that, she still is being violated, or penetrated with the knife. So,
Of course.
I mean, so is the husband. So
Yeah.
all life is fucking all of us guys.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
the second attack with the priest, that was pretty gnarly. I was like, yeah.
Oh yeah. And then you kind of find out a little bit of about the storyline, about kind of the fact that they are kind of going towards a kind of ritual
A
type
common
scenario.
goal.
Yeah, common goal of ritual
It's
type
the
scenario.
hero's journey.
It's like taking off the scale. It's like, is it a map? What is this?
Yeah, that I kind of feel like it felt falls flat at some point, because why did they need that? Like, I didn't quite understand.
It was in the book. They just are we doing spoilers? Are we spoiling this movie?
Okay,
Oh yeah, why
well, I
not?
guess if you want to watch the film, it's streaming on Shudder, and then the spoilers will
And then do
commence.
what I'm really good at and turn us back on. But the it they I mean, I don't know. I didn't hate it, because I also didn't want a huge description of why they were doing it. We know it's in the book. We saw the pictures. They what they didn't explain that I thought would have been a little nice to know is why these people had those emblems marked on them.
Yeah, well, it doesn't happen until like later on, and that's kind of when they kind of technically slightly address it later on. You're kind of like,
There
oh,
was an incident. That's it.
yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, but back to the girls, I liked all of them. I also felt when I was watching the trailer, and in the beginning, I thought the teacher was a student. So she looks very young, but then I'm also like, actually, they're probably casting for their ages because the two students look very young. The teacher just looks like a young teacher, maybe like 21, 22. And then we have Gus Kentworthy playing her boyfriend, which I'm like, that guy's gay, you're not fooling me.
Yeah, I think he in real life, I think he's like a skier or something like that. I think that's what I read. But I was like laughing when you saw him. I'm like, yeah, he's
Yeah.
baking, he's having a good time, you know. It's
Oh
like,
no, he's gay in real life.
oh yeah.
He was in American Horror Story 84. He does an okay
Oh.
job acting here in 84. I was like, oof. So I was kind of interested to see where he was gonna go with this. And then I was like, everyone knows he's gay. Why are they, you know, did they cast him because he's gonna like, because even in the beginning, the girls are like, they called you my boyfriend. He's like, well, it's, what did he say? It's better than other things or something like that.
He's like, you're gonna be my beard, don't worry about
Yeah, and that's
it.
what I thought it was. I thought I was like, oh, he's gonna be hooking up with the security guard and using her as like a, and she's his friend. So, but then it's like, oh no, that would have been too,
I
that
mean,
would
he did
have
bake
been
him
too
cookies before
layered.
he left.
Yeah, he let him bake his cookie, if you know what I
Oh
mean.
my God, here we
Ice
go.
that gingerbread man, if you know what I
Woo!
mean. Turned
Yeah,
him into a Twinkie and not a streusel, right, Abe?
yeah.
Oh, you know
Oh, right,
it.
Abe. That's like the store. But anyway,
Thanks.
sorry. I'm throwing this off the rails, Lance. Please crack the whip. Oh.
It's like we talked about the whip earlier, sorry.
Yeah. I was like, what are you gonna do if I get real and really on the chat?
The
He
whip.
said, Daddy Lance is gonna have to show you a thing or two. And I said, how about three?
Oh.
I
Well, you
told
know,
him.
they have an app now that cracks the whip.
Oh
Grindr?
yeah.
Oh no, yeah, I
Yeah,
wish. But
exactly.
the kids do it. So I'll hear a snapping every now and again, and they tell on each other, Miss so-and-so cracked the whip on me. That's racist. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God, that's too
Oh,
much.
I yeah, and this is what I deal with all fucking day. So
Oh my God, I love
Nice.
them. I love them.
Oh my God. Okay, so basically we follow the I guess the murderers slash sacrificers to the boarding school where it seems like the two main characters, which would be Claire and da-da-da-da, what was the other girl's name? Samantha.
Claire and Samantha, yeah.
Samantha. Samantha.
Samantha.
No.
He's like, sound it out.
I mean, like, I think it's kind of funny because then they have this like kind of like a moment at the school where you find out the one girl, which they don't go too far into it, but the one girl's mother had passed away. They kind of glaze over that for a second. The other girl seems like a girl who's always left there for the holidays, unfortunately, it seems like. I mean, you find out later on why that is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's kind of like they have a little bond of a moment, like, you know, hey, we're like the leftovers, you know, with all the other girls at the school, kind of shitty kind of moment. They give a little bit glances of that. You find out there's a basement where one's trying to get her drink on, and the other one is basically just has her satanistic books. Yeah,
The innocent
innocent
one's trying to
one.
get crunk, and this teacher's like, there's vodka in the basement. And I was, what kind of teacher is this, Aid? And the girl looks like Little Orphan Annie. It's like, why are you telling, like, she's obviously not gonna go like get loaded down in the basement, but I guess she
Until she
does.
does.
Yeah.
So you see a moment there where, you know, the two kind of main girls kind of get got a bond type deal with that, and it's kind of cool. You see the teacher, obviously she has the, you know, the boyfriend of sorts.
Yeah, the
So
baker.
yeah, the baker guy. But I mean, you have that kind of part where it kind of it takes away from, you know, the cultist kind of murder groups, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's that moment where it all kind of collides together, you know what I mean? And then it's kind of like a cool, interesting spot, but it seems a little bit forced. I don't know how you felt about it, Mikey. I mean,
I didn't mind it because we don't need another home invasion Manson murder type movie. So I'm glad that the Manson feel of it all only lasted as long as it did, maybe like 15 minutes. And
yeah.
as soon as we got to the school, there was like a little layer of the girl, what was her name? Maddie, the bad girl. What's her name?
Maisie. Oh, yeah.
So we find out that Maisie is an ex-student of this boarding house. And so we're like, oh, okay. So they have this motto that I forgot what the school's name is, but these students.
Black Velvet,
Black Veil?
Black Veil, yeah.
Yeah, Black Veil girls look out for each other. And so she kind of uses that, and he's really good, Aladdin's really good about pushing his way in and preying upon this young teacher who's supposed to be protecting these two students. And so, like, it's very heavy on the stakes, but again, we find out pretty soon that this is more than a home invasion. There's a ritual going on. And so I'm glad it made the shift, because I personally feel in the U.S. of America, we don't need a home invasion Manson type roundabout again.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
Did you think it was kind of a traditional kind of vibe? Because they kind of pulled off the whole dinner thing, which is like very Texas Chainsaw-y, kind of like when they're having that moment where it's like where they're kind of explaining what's going to happen to all of them. And I thought the scene previous to that where the chase scene seemed very laxed, if best word for using it. It's like, because like they don't even run hard. Yeah, like I understand the killer's kind of being slow, and it's like a part of that kind of scene where it's like, I'm slow, we're crazy, no matter what you do, we're gonna catch you, kind of deal, where you're gonna run. But the girls, all three of them, they're just kind of like not even really running. It was more of like a jaunt to their hiding spaces.
The teacher, yeah. I knew the teacher was trying to call the police. She wasn't trying to run. The main girl was Samantha?
Yeah, Samantha. Samantha was trying to go out the front door, but Claire couldn't follow her. We find out later why.
Yeah, Claire can't follow her. And so the only reason why she doesn't run out is because she doesn't want to leave Claire, because Black Belt girls have each other's back. I don't know what the time is.
Look out for each other. They say it so many times that I literally just watched it.
I was like, Aide and I would never. I'd be like, bye, bitch. I'm going out the front door.
Bye. It's that joke. I could just see you two seriously. It's like one of those jokes where it's like, I don't have to run faster than them. I just got to run faster than you.
No, I'd be like, yeah, have fun with that pumpkin pie fatty. I'm already down the hallway and out the door. Yeah, we need to make a parody of it.
Yeah,
it's gonna be 10 minutes and that's
Well, and this is my thing too, because like, yeah, especially with the dinner scene, like obviously everybody tied up at the table, we've already seen this before, and this especially in a lot of Chainsaw Massacre films, they're always at the dinner table. Like, you see that in the beginning, you see that obviously in the original part two as well. Thanksgiving.
We just had one, and you. I was like, which one was it? And you mentioned Thanksgiving. That one.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. So yeah. You know, this is obviously. Stella
seems to be the area for people to talk about what they're gonna do to you and murder you somehow while you're tied up at a dinner table.
Well, yeah. Also too, I think it just kind of like, because most people consider like dinner, you know, family dinner of that nature, like, is it something familial and like something very like safe, peaceful. Right? Like peaceful. It just kind of represents like the nuclear family. And when you do something like this, it sort of kind of turns it on its head. And especially, yeah. I'm sure in the 70s, it's like when the nuclear family and all of your, you know, our regular traditions start going to shit, so to speak. And so to kind of do something as horrific, and they weren't even. They're bad to Rose. Poor Rose got her face in the mashed potatoes.
I know, and then, that was kind of fucked up. I was like,
And I knew that once they showed Jimmy with the ring, I was like, oh, he's not gonna make it. So I thought that Rose was going to be the main, you know, the main chick. And this is why, and it kind of threw you off, because it made it seem like she was gonna make it through the film, because you know, they dwell so much on her character about how she wants to leave the school, how she wants to be back in society. So I'm wondering if also it's kind of like a like ironic that all she wants to do is be back in society again. Society's come to her and basically ravaged her and killed her. So
I thought that all three of them were gonna basically, I thought it was gonna be a witch movie, and they were gonna all three of them start to like feel the power and all kind of come together. That didn't happen. I was really into the movie. I was gunning for this movie. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. But this is actually when things started to go awry for me. I still love the movie, let me just preface. But the dinner scene, I had a mental note that this is when the score got a little weird. Because the score was really good throughout the whole movie. It reminded me almost of like I Know What You Did Last Summer. Like just real like soft. And there's some like really pretty but creepy music playing. And then it got a little, I don't know, I guess I would call it like rambunctious and offbeat of the theme of what was going on. Right, I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. And it did that again a couple of spots until the finale of the movie. But that was kind of, I was like, I'm really big on scores because like, just like I don't like the original Last House on the Left, like I need to listen to what I'm feeling. And they were not meshing.
Did you think the last real good scene was technically with the music, at least anyways, was probably the Christmas tree area where they're by the fireplace and like right before they start opening the presents and they force Samantha to like change into the blue dress, which like I think it was like, again, it was probably the best musical part left. You know what I mean? Where he puts it on there. It's like kind of climactic. It ends kind of right when the ceremony kind of ends.
Yeah.
You're kind of a little thrown off by the teacher being the one that, you know, ends up getting killed in the end. I mean,
yeah. And it was also just really, the scene is also moved by being disturbing because we've all seen movies where, you know, these girls are being attacked by invaders and they're forced to kind of take their clothes off. And even if it wasn't in a sexual way in this manner, I mean, it might've been subconsciously for the men there, but it just felt extra dirty because this girl looked 14.
Yeah. I thought it was a little extra for that part because it seemed like, okay, this seems weird to just out of nowhere make her change into the dress, you know what I mean? Or make it a thing. I mean, I figured Aid would have been a little bit more like upset about this part.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was upset because she is a child, right? And I think, you know, especially with the teacher's perspective, like you're there, you're supposed to protect your kids, right? And she can't do anything about it. And there's no...
And that's the gift she gave her, so... Because when I was watching, I was like, man, that must suck. Because it's like, I should have gotten her something else. And she wouldn't have had to put it on.
You're like,
I know. Oh. And the other chick got a book and she got a nice little dress.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just think like that scene in particular was really rough because, and I really did like Menace and Baines playing Samantha here because her face says it all. She has very expressive eyes. And just the look of horror in her face, like she's a child. Like you would never dream of being, you know, changing in front of a bunch of strangers, especially grown men, right? Yeah. And then the creepiest part though about that scene is when she looks at the Clara and Clara's got that fucked up smile on her face, like, oh god fucking damn it. Like, why is this shit? Like, why does she want to go back and save her? She's fucking wacko. Like, come on.
I didn't, when I saw, because that was creepy, and I don't know if the character is different, but when I saw the smile, I looked at it as Clara being like, oh, I'm gonna fuck these guys up. Like, it wasn't like a sinister, like, huh, sucks for you. It was like, I got you, bitch. You just sit tight.
Well, that's what I initially thought, that maybe she had something up her sleeve or she was planning something. I mean, we know that she is planning something, But it just, it creeped me out.
I liked it because it was like the pure part where you're thinking to yourself, okay, obviously we know who the demon is. Second off, the part was like legitimately I was thinking to myself going, oh, you all about to pay.
Yeah.
Like you think you're evil.
And also kudos to the filmmakers for making that scene uncomfortable without having to like really focus on the girl's body. I was like, I don't want to see that, but they didn't do it. They don't show anything.
Which is good, I think. So you get enough. And I think it also helps too that this was written by a woman, right? Jen Wexler wrote it. And she directed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which, by the way, what else has she done? We probably should get into that, right? So,
actually, the funny part about this is I guess this movie, she had the first, her first writing go at this movie was in like 2013. She had actually worked for, was it Glass Eye? Doing stuff with Glass Eye initially from 2013 to like 2020. So she's always kind of had this movie kind of in her back pocket, I guess. But I think the other movie she did was I think they said it was
Oh, The Ranger. Yeah.
Ranger,
Oh yeah.
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 But I still haven't seen that, but I never watched it because I don't know if it was her. I don't think it was her, but it was
I think
somebody
it's
affiliated with the Ranger. Like they got really upset with Trace Thurman's review and like went off on him at some kind of convention. And I know Mikey hates him, so I know that.
I don't hate him. I just don't care for people that speak their opinions as facts.
Oh,
So
that
I can
sucks.
understand why this person may have been a little peeved at something he may have said.
Yeah, I don't know if it was her. I don't think it was her, but I don't know. You'd have to go back and listen to the Horcrux episode of The Ranger because he tells the whole truth may at the beginning. I was like, oh my goodness. But yeah, and then it looks like she did Darling too, which Darling is that? This is the one where that was like the third
The third for the woman.
for the woman. Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
it's Off Season, Offspring, and The Woman, the books. And then I think Darling is just the movie.
I didn't
Yeah.
know that they were books. Is this Jack
Yeah.
Ketchum?
Jack Ketchum. Yeah. And they're great. They're amazing. Like those books are so fucked up. And they made films of Offspring and obviously The Woman. And Pollyanna McIntosh is the woman in all three of the films. So they never did Off Season, I don't think. So that would be interesting.
I heard Pollyanna McIntosh was on, I believe it was Barbara Crampton and Dee Wallace Stone had a podcast for Shudder for a very short time called She Kills, I think. And Pollyanna
Oh.
McIntosh was on there talking about it because I didn't know that those movies were all connected. And it made me want to really watch them, but I never did.
Oh, they're great. They're amazing. They're
I've seen The
amazing.
Woman, but I haven't seen the other ones.
Oh yeah. The woman is which is what got me reading the books because I watched The Woman and I was like, oh my God, this movie is fucking amazing. And I ended up reading, all the books for it. But Jack Ketchum is fucked up. Like, I mean, it is so disgusting.
I saw the TV edited version of The Girl Next Door, and that was enough. I was like, I don't need to see the unedited version.
I don't want to watch that movie. I'm totally fine. I'm not reading that book. Yeah, that's one, but it's based on a true story too. So I'm perfectly fine not knowing anything about this.
Yeah.
So
This is
anyway.
fine.
Also, just so everybody knows, this is also co-written by Shauna Redlitz, I think is his last name. I don't know if I said that right. Sorry, bud.
Shauna Redlips sounds like a drag queen.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure I got his last name wrong, but it also was co-written by them as well.
Wow.
So it's
Okay.
kind
Don't let a woman have her moment, I guess. Let's go ahead and bring in her.
I just don't want to steal away from anybody.
Well.
We're at the part where basically you kind of find out like they start chasing the idea of it not working after the sacrifice happens, and they see a little flicker. And then
Flucker.
A little flucker.
A little
A little flucker.
But it seems like it didn't really work. And then that's when they start kind of like panicking and seeing, oh man, did we murder all these people for no reason? Also, they threw those pieces of skin on the ground, which also didn't seem like it really played along with whatever was going on. I guess they had found other people, but they didn't really show. Like I didn't even know if they cut off the skin off of the husband and wife you saw originally, but you see the priest get the skin cut off their body. So you didn't really see anybody else later on, but like that was the only time you saw somebody having this ritual skin cut off their body with the weird signs. So
Yeah.
like they do all that stuff, and then basically now they're like, oh man, and she decides she wants to go downstairs to check out the book, which you would feel like she would have done that previous as an older age to go there and see if she could find the whole book to make sure she didn't miss anything, because all she saw was one page from this whole book. It seemed a little bit like kind of like, oh, okay.
This was all being ran by Macy, and we don't find out until later that Clara actually planted this in Macy's head so Macy could do this. So Macy was doing everything correctly. It's just there was a final part of the ritual
Oh,
that,
that she maybe didn't want her to see. I guess that's
yeah,
probably why.
because so they mentioned something about a big fire in the town and that they tried to do this ritual before, but then the fire happened. And Clara, which by the way, I just found out the actress is 16, so that's cool, because she looks really young. I guess she was born in 2007. That's 16 years from today, right?
I mean, the thing is that math. She might be 16 now, but when did they start filming this?
Maybe last year. So 15, 16.
She was probably 14 or 15 when she did it.
She didn't really have
it,
to do anything inappropriate. She was just kind of...
That weird dancing was hard to watch. I'm sorry. Oh,
it was because I was like, is this Wednesday?
It was just... I don't know. And she might be a dancer. Maybe they're trying to use that to their advantage here. But honestly, I was not buying that she was a demon. She didn't sell it for me.
It seemed like Peter Parker's fucking emo phase in Spider-Man 3 for me.
Oh, it's like, not even just the dance.
What is going on here? Yeah.
It's not even just the dance. It's just her, not that her acting was bad, but I just didn't buy it. Like, the girl, when she's like the demon, it's like,
Yeah.
Like, that's so it.
We start off, my biggest gripe of it all is that we start off with this satanic, heavy, deep, dark, like intense violence. Reviews are calling it really gory, but I don't really think it's that gory. I think it's violent, but there's not a lot of guts.
I mean, blood sprays, but that's about it. Well, like, its fingers chopped off.
That was cool.
Yeah.
And he was probably my favorite, honestly, of all the characters. Doug.
Doug. Which, by the way, nice body, Doug. Not Slasher's Doug.
Slasher's Doug looks good, too.
Yeah, but when you see it all the time, it's like, okay, I get it.
We're talking about Laurent Peter, who plays the character Doug. Yes.
Well, because even like Aladdin takes his shirt off, but he's wearing a tank top. And I'm like, oh, well, I can't wait to see what he has under there. And we don't even see it. He cuts it like basically like a girl's tank top. But we see the character Doug shirtless. And I was like, I guess that's fine. But my biggest gripe in the movie is not that we don't see him shirtless, but it starts off very dark, very heavy. There's a demon, yada, yada, yada. But then when it ends, as we reveal that she's the demon and her plans come into fruition, the film like lightens up. Like, yeah. It almost turns into like The Craft. And I'm like,
yeah.
So I think it would have been better if instead of summoning a demon, they were trying to summon like a powerful witch. Because a witch would have some sort of humanity to connect with Samantha. Whereas if it was a demon, I don't think the demon would bother saving Samantha. I don't think, like, I don't know. It was very, like, the whole point about being evil in terms of biblical sense is just being devious and lying. So the demon's going to lie to you so you can do what you can. And once you set it free, it's going to kill you. And that didn't happen, but maybe it would have worked better if we had a more mature actress that could have portrayed that a little better.
Yeah. She lost a lot of, like, she sometimes was on and then sometimes she was off. And then you wonder if you want to blame the direction at those points. You know what I mean? Because sometimes she seemed like perfectly fine the way she was trying to be snarky and you know, when she's at the table, you know, and she's kind of telling them like, they're all going to go. But it's like, sometimes she hit the mark, and then another time it was like, it was flat, and you're kind of like, okay, cool.
And I got more Wednesday too in that black dress. I was like, this is Wednesday again. Like, and that black dress is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. It fell off the rails once they revealed the twist. And I know they were trying to have a quote twist, right? But the twist wasn't that exciting for me. Mikey, I think you're right. Demons, as we know them, especially in film, are not benevolent in any way, shape, or form. I mean, when you look at Pazuzu or, you know, something like that, you know, obviously we have some issues here, right? Like, if she really is a demon, she's just going to worry about herself.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know, for me, it sort of fell flat at that point because it was so good at the beginning. Like, the beginning was so strong. And I don't know, like... And then it becomes like girl power, which is totally fine, but it's like it didn't.
Not in my movies.
Yeah, but it didn't, like, I don't know what it is. Like, the whole like, oh, well, you want to come with me? Like, okay, now we're like we're Thelma and Louise, and we're gonna be on the lam. Like, what is happening?
I still thought that myself. What is going on here? Where's your cliff, girls?
I think what they could have done, because I really like the fact that Aladdin thought he was the demon, but it was just his ego. I think they could have played that up longer without revealing Clara's true identity. And because the whole thing is that Clara can't kill people herself. She has to use, like, either get them to kill themselves or get them to kill each other. And so that's why whenever Samantha comes to save her, finally, the Maisie runs out with her hair looking like a damn mess, looking like she's partying in the green room in Oregon.
Well, I like the sacrifice was her, was her hair. Like, at what
Oh,
point
I
did she
know.
make it seem like her hair was like all the things to her? Like, I've never seen any, like, she didn't act like it was like, oh my God, my flowing hair. This is something
Well,
to be
she went
tragic
from Barbie to crust punk. So, it's
for.
disgusting.
She was like crazy Barbie from Barbie the movie.
Literally the wig was so bad. It must have been made out of Barbie hair. Like, when you like brush it too much and it gets all fucked up. Like, that's literally how bad that wig was. And honestly, but I would have been upset because like my hair is everything to me. So that would have been a huge sacrifice for me, I think. But it never set up that was her thing either. And I don't know, it was just strange because like at the beginning you think it's all Aladdin. Jude, his name is in the movie.
Oh, I know. And they
It's
even mentioned a genie at one point in the movie, and I was like, ha.
I
How meta.
just realized he looks literally like Donnie Brasco from like the Johnny Depp character, the Italian mob guy that basically from the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe that's what they were going for with him, but like you think that he's calling the shots, and then somewhere along the lines they're like, oh no, it's Maisie doing it all. So, and not that I didn't mind that, but it just didn't feel that way until now. But then they don't really show us this. It's all exposition. It's Maisie's idea. Maisie got us all. Maisie
She
did.
was using her body language, which honestly they could have amped up a little bit more because Homegirl looks a little Sarah Plain and Tall.
Yeah, and she didn't really do much. Like at the and with the home invasion, she wasn't really doing anything. So that's why for me, I mean, yes, all the guys were doing it because she said, but there should have been more of like some. And maybe I have to go back and watch this. If there was more of her character, look like that, we need to see that she's calling the shots because it just doesn't feel like it. It just felt like she was like the chicken last house on the left in both versions. The side, the side piece for the main guy who's evil, but
The
she's just fucking
diversity
her.
hire.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
Whatever. I don't know. They should have played that better. I mean, played that up better, in my opinion, because again, I didn't believe it. Like, I don't know.
It would have been cool if they played up the whole like she is the brains, but she's not doing anything. She has her little worker ants around her. Because that's also Clara's disability. It's Clara can't do anything because her curse or whatever she has on her doesn't let her do anything. So that's why I think if they could have kept it hush hush about Clara for a while, let Aladdin think he's doing whatever the fuck he's doing. But then Clara actually starts using Samantha as her little worker ant to get free, then I can understand the ending with, well, you want to come with me because you listen to me and you're
Yeah,
lonely.
like you sort of need, I don't know, like a
A puppet.
proxy, yeah, or
I mean,
familiar of some kind, yeah. So,
I wish they would have done a little bit more with the part where, like, I don't know that she was trying to do the part where, like, because he thought he was a demon. It would have been funny if the actress, had that moment where she was like, oh, you poor little boy, you think, because she is the elder technically in the situation. So like, it would have been cool to have her mock him,
yeah.
and his like insanity factor is going on before she murdered him. There's a lot of missed moments, I think,
Oh
that could have
yeah,
been.
and the way that they killed him after everything he's done, and the audience is like, I can't wait to see him suffer. It's like, bloop, stab.
I cut your
Yeah,
ear off. That's all that
yeah.
happened to
Bye, Aladdin.
you.
Bye, Prince Ali.
Yeah.
But so I was on an emotional roller coaster with this movie because, like, 20 minutes before it ended, I was like, okay, this is a 4 out of 5 for me. The only way that it's going to be 4.5 is if the ending just wows me and I have that good for her feeling. Let's say at the end it was a 3.5. So it did the opposite.
The holding hands and looking at the police
No,
didn't like
bitch,
make you
the floating in the mess hall or wherever they were, I was like, that was
feel? In the
bad.
hallway? Yeah.
Like
Just randomly.
if you can't do that believably, you probably shouldn't do it at all.
I like when she realized she cared about her. That's when she starts slowly floating. You do love me? Oh. And she slowly comes down. You're like, really? That's okay, demon.
And that's the thing, is like a demon is really they're not a man or woman either, right? So they're like,
Yeah.
I just don't under I don't know. So if they're asexual or whatever the word is for it, how can is it really girl power, like girls supporting girls, when this isn't even anything? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I
I
don't
think
know.
demons can be male and female
I
because there's
guess.
demons with like multiple dicks. And
Okay.
then there's, you know,
All
succubus is a female demon. So
right. Well, there
I
you go.
think
I don't
there
know.
can be. So, I mean, you know, it's the power of girl power knows no realm. That's the motive we want to walk away with.
Turns into Mean Girls by the end, and it's like, what? Where did that come from? Like, if it was played up there, and that's the thing, like it was so dark in the beginning, and like I don't know why the when the tone shifted, it shifted, and I
Yeah.
wasn't feeling it after that,
I
so.
wonder how much of this is in her initial first go around about this, and like how much had it change for whoever was like putting in money for it. Like, you know what I mean? It was like you always wonder like what your initial idea is, and then like maybe like when you see it, you're like, oh, that's probably where it switched, where somebody else ideas came in of, you know, and permissionally changed your whole vibe of it, because it seemed like they had like a billion different ideas, and they just like, we're gonna just try to shove them all in here like at that last minute kind of
Yeah.
deal.
Jinx.
I don't know.
But you know
Whatever.
what, don't take this as me knocking on it. I thought it was enjoyable. I was just expecting more. I think it's worth the watch. It's fun, it's Christmassy. Do it.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Like, if you're looking for a good Christmassy movie, I think it did well. It played up on the holiday, and it did, and especially at the beginning, you know. Because it's Christmas, and it's like, you know, oh, they're caroling, and it's such a beautiful moment, and then they get brutalized. So it's a nice little juxtaposition there, you know, with all that going on. But yeah, I was 1,000 times better than It's a Wonderful Knife. So if you want to watch a Shudder original,
Go with
I
that.
definitely would recommend this one over the other for sure.
Nice. Also, if anybody wanted to know, I guess it is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in February of next year of 2024, just in case
I'm
anybody
sure
wants.
Austin will go pick it up at the Target.
Oh, I'm sure
So.
Austin gave this 5.5 out of 5 stars. Just
I
kidding, Austin. We love you.
love
I love when we do all these episodes, and then when they finally get on with us, it's the repercussions of what we've said.
yeah, like Doug. I know y'all
Yeah,
said I like
I
everything.
do say I like everything, but I don't.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
That's
Sorry,
how we
Doug.
keep our co-hosts, everybody. We talk shit so that they have to come back to stand up for themselves.
I will not allow you to talk shit to me without getting reduction. But so I guess at the end of here, everybody liked it to whatever degrees, or how did everybody feel about it really at the end?
Liked it a little more than average, so 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Nice. Eight.
Yeah, I'd give it a 3 out of 5. I mean, I would probably put it on again. I really think before we go, I also want to commend Chloe Levine for playing Rose, because her expressions on her face, especially after they slit Jimmy's throat in front of her, and just the look in her face, and just her reactions to everything, I thought she did wonderfully. So, like, you know, because she's like in shock, and she doesn't like she can't believe, like you could just see that look of did this really just happen? So, you know, I think that the performances were pretty solid. The only time I anything fell flat for me was when Aladdin was kept saying, "I can feel you, I can feel you." Like, shut the fuck up. Why are you screaming? Like, what is happening? Why do you keep saying feel the way you're saying it? It's pissing me off. So, anyways, but yeah, so 3 out of 5. Yeah.
What about you, Lancelot?
I feel the same way. I mean, again, it just seemed like there could have been a lot of places they just missed a little bit. You know, not horribly bad, but it was like, again, it sucks because it's like it started off so great. You know, you're like, wow,
Yeah.
okay, like this is awesome. And then it just, as soon as they got into the school, it just kind of went downhill pretty drastically, with a couple of highlights here and there with some gore. Like they try to save it with that and a couple other things. But yeah, I would say like a 3.5 probably, you know, like it just I wish it could
Yeah.
have been better. Maybe they needed more time. I don't know what their film time frame was for how much they had to do and what they had to work with. So she did the best with what she could with what she had, I'm sure. You know, like most you know, indie film people are doing all the time. So yeah, I think it's awesome. I mean, yeah. So we're promoting all our sweet, sweet Christmas gear. Anybody know that part? Cause I don't know that stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lance, you did well tonight. You need a little more practice.
Hey, your cherry's been popped.
Well, okay, so right now on Redbubble, everybody, and it's still going on, Redbubble's 40% off site-wide. So if you go to slasherspod.redbubble.com, if you want to give many of your family members any cool little Christmas trinkets with our beautiful faces and the Goon Show or the Mutant Goon or whatever crazy zany thing Jake has conjured up for the website, feel free to go ahead and order that, because the Redbubble stuff comes in like a week. So it, you know, and it's cheap right now. Like, you can get t-shirts right now for like 11, 12 bucks. So, nice. You know, feel free to support us where you can. Again, slasherspod.redbubble.com, or you can support us monetarily at patreon.com/slasherspod. And also too, when you guys hear this, we'll be in the middle of our 12 days of fitness with our buddies over at Much Ado About Nerding. So Mikey's already harassed Joe and Sally.
It was an accident.
So hopefully we don't lose them as pals. But, you know, so that's starting. So actually starts for us tomorrow as we're recording this. But when you hear this, it'll be in the middle of it. So hopefully we are winning. Which, yes, I'm sure we will be. right now,
Abe will force me to work out.
Yes. So, and again, and if you guys ever need any like motivation or anything, sorry, Stella's bitching and moaning next to me.
Same.
So feel free to message me. You know, like, I'm happy to like be like, hey, I'll give you that, like, you know, boost of like confidence. But you know, we got Carlos back on the team, we got Cam back on the team. I think Leslie better sign up, because he's the one who always wins it first.
Leslie, don't let us down.
I know. So
I know who you are, Leslie, but if I don't have to do as much and you're the one kills it, awesome.
Okay, well, you're still gonna work out every day, Lance. So get your shoes ready. Get your
finger big exercises.
Dust your walkers off.
I know. Yeah. Make sure you send Mikey pics. Mm-hmm.
See my leg workouts.
Your white New Balance.
Oh, shit.
But also, if you do want to financially sponsor us, you can sign up on patreon.com. It is December, so hopefully we can do some fun updates in January for the new year. Also, if you want to bring our Discord to life, message one of us and we will secretly get you in the Discord chat. You can message me on Instagram at Horror and a Half Shell. Or Aid, did you say your Instagram? Aid?
I did not.
Pathologically ADE. Or Lance at Zombie Versus Hate. Speaking of hate, just kidding. I went to that too on your own episode.
I was like, oh man, he's gonna go out my bed again. Jesus.
But no, I think that's it. Patreon, Redbubble, Instagram, on Facebook. If you still are a boomer on Facebook, you can join our group at Mutant Goons from Beyond. And find us on there as well. It's usually Austin just posting what he's watching and me talking shit about it. So
that's true. Yeah. For sure.
Like it. How could you not want to pay attention to that?
I know. He posted the other day, and I did it from the Mutant Goons page. It was
God. You're such an asshole, Mikey. I saw that.
That's a weird rating system.
I didn't post that. It was Mikey.
Mikey's on a tear.
He's coming for everybody. So, you know.
I am a terror. I'm an eldritch terror.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, Lance, go ahead and take us home, sip us a roofie, and tuck us in, Daddy.
Oh, well, ooh, it's been awesome hanging out with all the goons, and I hope you guys buy awesome t-shirts, check out our Patreon, and enjoy the lovingness that we are. Have a great day. See ya.
Take Goodbye. A little time to enjoy the view is what we say. Enjoy the view.
No, no. It's good. It's good. I'm sorry. It is goodbye and good die. I have two things to memorize and can't even get it. Okay.
Oh, that's what it is? Just kidding. Good night, everybody. Sweet dreams. See you Christmas. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, there it is.
Sorry, bro.
No, stop.